before I start, I just want to give honorable mention to our good friend Robert Moskowitz. You know, he's been coming to the Shmuzen, how many years? Too many years. But all you guys, all the questions put together doesn't equal one text from Robert. He slugs it up in two lines. He slugs up many Shmuzen. Okay. So, you know how the yeshiva is. The shmooze is secondary. We're in the mechanics of the shmooze. The best way to learn, prepare for a shmooze is just to learn. Like you're learning a sugya. So you learn a sugya, and the shmooze emerges. Those are the best shmoozim. So this is a sugya that I learned, and I think I have a shmooze from the sugya. The only reason why I'm a little bit tentative is because I did the sugya with so many marmakomos, so they're all flying in my head. So the sugya is borrowed. That's the sugya. So even though we go through it every year, but just to go through the shalshalas, hadvarim, the whole chain of events, I didn't put on the marmakoma sheet, but just the psukim, the end of Perek Test, to the end of Parshas Va'era, that the Barad, Pasuk Chafei, the Barad destroyed all of the produce, Me'odam Vad Behema, the Kol Esav Hasada, and Kol Eitz Hasada, it destroyed, except in Eretz Goshen, where there was not Barad. And Paro called for Moshe and Aaron to come to the palace. And then he said these famous words. Vayomer Aleihem, Paro said, Chatasi hapam, I sinned this time. Hashem hatzadik vani v'ami harashoyim. And I myself and the rest of my nation, the Mitzrim, are the evil ones. Hatiru el Hashem. Paro is beseeching Moshe and Aaron to daven to Hashem, Hatir el Hashem, v'rav miyos kolos elokim uvarad, all these thunder and the barad is too much. V'ashalcha eschem los asifun lamad. Paro says, I'll send you out and I will no longer withhold you in Mitzrayim. So we finally got Paro on board. He's ready to give the exegesis. And Moshe says to him, Vayomer lo Moshe, when I leave the city, I'll stick out my hands. Rashi says he didn't want to do it there because of the Avodah Zarah. When he gets outside the city, he'll stick out his hands. Hakolos yachdolon, all the thunder will stop. Va'borod lo ya'od, there'll be no more borod. So what happened? Moshe stuck out his hands. Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Now we're on the Marmakom sheet almost. Sorry. Only so many psukim you can put on. Can't put in the whole chumash. It says, V'hapishta v'hasa'ora nukasa. The flax and the barley were destroyed. Ki hasa'ora aviv v'hapishta givo. Because the barley was already ripe, and the flax were in its stalk. So it's like anyone, I don't know if you how many Floridians, the Floridians know, any kind of hurricane, even the smallest hurricane, you come out after the hurricane, there are trees down all over the place, fly down, but the grass doesn't get destroyed because the grass is soft. So the barley, which was already thick, and the pishta, the flax, was in its stalk. So those were destroyed. V'achita v'akusem es lo nuku. But the wheat and the spelt, that was not destroyed. The only things that were not destroyed of all the Esav Hasada and Atze Hasada were the wheat and the spelt. Why? Ki afilos hena, Because they were afilos. What's afilos? So Rashi says, Rashi gives two pshatim. The first pshat is mucharos. They were delayed in ripening. I don't know if it means they ripened later or they got delayed. They were still soft. And soft things don't get ruined with barit. That's the first reason. Umedrish tanchuma. What's afilos? Pile plos nasal hamshloka. It was a nes. They should have been destroyed. But they weren't. Pile. When the pasuk says afilos, afilos comes to the word plos. You switch around the pay and the lamed. If you want to go through all the mafarshim, we'll give you 11 other times that the letters get reversed and it means the same thing. But that's what Rashi says. The Chizkuni, if you jump over the Archaim, the Chizkuni says, Ki afilu seino lashon ofel, a lashon of a bottom, show you old ba'aretz v'lo niru. Not that they were soft, but they, ki afilos, they were underground. So the chita and the kusemis were still underground, so therefore they weren't destroyed by the ba'aretz. So you have like three different pshatim. They were soft, or taka, they should have been destroyed, but it was a nes, or that they're underground. I see there are three pshatim here. Why weren't they destroyed? To the Ramban, I'm slowing the sugya, so still learning the sugya. Ramban says, Aval pishta v'sara nikasa, the pishta and the saora were destroyed, v'chit v'kusemes, the wheat and the spelt, shem l'kol chiaskan, which were needed for sustenance, lo nuku v'makazos, they were not destroyed in this plague. Vein biyad Elokim, lav dosam, again. That's biyad Hashem to destroy them. In tashuvu v'sechtor l'fono. In other words, they were spared so that they could continue to exist. And if they'll do tshuva, they have an opportunity now. Remas lahem lamash omar lahalon v'ochel es yesra pleita and sheres lachem in abarav. And you'll eat whatever was left over. Hashem's giving them, so to speak, some way to do tshuva. So, just jumping into that bottom Chizkuni, we're still in Bar and Parshas Bo, and the pasuk says that Moshe and Aaron came to Paro, Vayomer Elav, Ko Amar Hashem Elokei Hoevrim, Ad Mosai Me'an Tele Onos Miponai. For how long will you refuse to humble yourself before me? Shalach Ami V'Yavduni. Send out my nation, Hashem says, so that they can serve me. Zok the Chizkuni, I should have written Chizkuni, but just as Parshas Bo. Lefi Shata Mizgo Al Yeser Apleitan Asher Eskem Nabar. How long will you avoid humbling yourself before me? Why, what was he not humbling himself? So if the pshat would be because he didn't let Bnei Yisrael go out, I would hear one thing. That would be one thing. That's what I was expecting the Chizkuni to say. How long will you refuse le'onos miponai to be humble before me and accede to my request? Shalach ami v'yavduni. Doesn't say that. Chizkuni says, "Lefi shata mizgoa." You're not humble yourself. You have gaiva. What's the gaiva? Al yeser apleita v'nisher es lechem nabar, from all the leftover. The leftover? That's what he had gaiva for? Whoa. As my seniors would say, dude, did you forget your own story? You just said Hashem HaTzadik v'ani v'ami HaRishoyim. You just asked Moshe and Aaron, Hatiru al Hashem. You just asked them to daven to Hashem. Ramios kolos alokim umbarad. Daven that it should stop. And so Moshe Rabbeinu stuck out his hands. So the flax and the barley got destroyed because they were thick and solid. The Seorah and Pishta, pick up shot. What do you want to do? You want to learn the first shot? Let's learn the first shot. Okay, the first shot is, what was the first shot? First shot is, they were soft. What's your problem? He told him to stop and it doesn't kill soft stuff. That's what your gaiva is? Mm-hmm. Number two, it was a nace. They should have been destroyed. It was a nace. They got destroyed. What's the gaiva from? And number three, they were still underground. What is your problem? Look at the Archaim. Vine kiros paro, when paro saw kilo shilta makas habarad b'chit v'kusemes, and he saw the barad did not destroy the wheat and the spelt, shalokafi ateva, komen pili plos nashulhem. Okay, sounds like he's learning the second shot, the tankumas shot, that was pili ploim. Hulo yitla ki Hashem hifli. He didn't presume, he didn't attach this that Hashem made a nace. And Legitla, what was the conclusion that Paro made? Ki ein shlita selokei Yisrael b'chol ahova. The ein shlita b'chol. He made the obvious deduction. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have shlita over everything. Do you hear how, when you have an igia, how messed up you are? There are so many kashas. You talk about something that's not mochuch. Here's my kasha. So he has his chiddush is Hashem is not sholik b'kol. Chita kusamis, still around. Kasha number one, they're soft. They don't get killed. If they would have been thick, they would have gotten killed. Number two, it was an open miracle. Maybe there's a reason why Hashem spared you the one thing that you still need to survive. They're sitting in a land that's desolate, everything's dead, and the only thing you have left to live is like one canister of water, and you say, ha ha, in shlita b'kol. That's your... Number three, they were underground. And what about the fact that maybe Hashem is merciful? I understood that that's a possibility, getting this to do tshuva. After all, a day ago you said, ani atzadik, I'm saying, Chatosi Apam, Aniv Amiv Harashoyim, Hashem Atzadik, Aniv Hashem. Did you forget what you said a day ago? And you come out with this thesis statement, Ein Shlita Bakol? I don't want to make too much fun of Paro. We do this every day. We come up with all the terutzim. We have all the terutzim for things that happen in our lives. And at the end of the day, we need to say, we say to ourselves, Ein Shlita B'Kol, we're upset at this, we're upset at that, as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't divine it to happen. Of course it happened. Anything that happens comes from Hashem. So we get upset at this guy, or that, you know, Rebbe, or that friend, or that person. And we get upset at all these other people, and what's your problem? Is that mukhrach? Didn't happen to anyone else. It only happened to you. That's the first shmooze. When we have ourselves, that's why we constantly have to learn Musar. No great chedushim, just to stay focused on what's in, yeah. You have a Musar say that everything that happens from Hashem, You see what Paro did off, it's a chizik. If something's going to happen to somebody 5 minutes from now, we'll remember. But 6 minutes from now, it's over, unless it's part of us. That's the first. But then I saw the second chizkuni. I got to go to Maftir. We're getting to the end. We're up to Maftir. Then comes Maftir. Vayetze Moshe miim Paro, and Moshe left Paro. Esair vayifros kapav al Hashem. He stuck out his hands. Vayachkul akolos haborod, and the thunder and the borod umotar lo nitacharze, and the rain, not they like stopped in midair. They just ceased. Stop. Rashi says, even those pieces that were in the air were there in suspended animation. I don't know what that means, but I always wanted to say that. Suspended animation. So, what does the Chizkuni say? Kichodol hamatar, the rain stopped. This is a mind-boggling Chizkuni. Shelo hiftichu Moshe rak b'kolos habarat. Moshe only assured him that I'll daven to Paro, like to Hashem, like you asked Paro, about the thunder and about the hail. But what ceased? Not just the barash, not just the kolos, but even the rain. Third thing stopped. What would you deduce from that? So what Paro deduced, Amar. So Paro said, Akshav, now Moshe Badoihu. Moshe is a scam artist. Badoi. Lefichach v'yosef lachto. And that's why he went on to do more chet. Like it was just a simple v'chazik Hashem eslei Paro. Okay, you know, he just couldn't get himself to do it. Okay, that's how I always understood, you know, all the flip-flops of Paro. You know, I want to make the Kabbalah today, make the Kabbalah, Yom Kippur, but tomorrow, you know, push it off. Okay, that's what I was expecting. But Chizkuni says, when he saw the rain stopped, ooh, you didn't tell me that. You told me only two things. Now you're telling me the rain also stopped, I see. Makes another thesis statement, Moshe Badoihu. I'm not going to listen to you. You're a scam artist. Fake news. Stel Zachor, Rabbi Osai. How is it possible for Moshe Rabbeinu, for Paro in such a situation, when Moshe Rabbeinu daven, he asked Moshe Rabbeinu to daven Hashem, so it stopped thundering and it stopped hailing. So it stopped raining also. Maybe they go together. Maybe the fact that you said Hashem Atzadik Vaniv Amir Harshoy, maybe it made an impact, so it also stopped raining. But no, he came to a conclusion. Moshe Badoihu, the Sutton, he puts all these the craziest ideas. You would think, Rabbi said, we believe Paro was a lunatic. We learn many shmuzim from Paro and other Rishon. He knew what he was. This Kochas HaNefesh. This is how we are. It's an extreme version of it. Moshe Badoihu. I don't have to invest in Moshe Beiru, Badoihu. He said only the Kolos HaBarad I asked the Daven for, and he said he would. And now also the rain stops. So therefore, Moshe Badoihu. We have to constantly be on guard when we are processing events that take place, that we attribute them to Hashgacha Pratis, that we don't chas v'sholom come out with many totsos that are not only not muchuch, but lead us on the wrong path.
What was the first shmuz again? It was like basic.
The first shmuz I said was on this. The piece of the mezgah. What's the gaiva?
No, who's gonna feel gaiva?
Huh?
Who's gonna feel gaiva?
I did.